Welcome to Hope Is Here. We are talking about what's love got to do with it. And, of course, that was a famous song by Tina Turner back in the 80s. But I'm talking about love from the fruit of the Spirit that is talked about in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I want to encourage you, I know we want to have all those characteristics, and we are able to have those by the Holy Spirit in our lives as we ask the Holy Spirit to be a part of our lives and as we draw closer to God, and He lives within us through His Son, Jesus Christ. But I'm focusing on love this week, and yesterday we started off talking about, what does love require of us? Well, number one, Jesus said that love is everything. We base that after Mark chapter 12, verses 31 and 31. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second verse and greatest commandment is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these two. And Jesus said this. And so we talked about yesterday that, love is everything, because Jesus said it's the greatest commandment, yet it takes effort. Got to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And out of that, when you do that, the love that you have for God, you understand His love for you. And then that helps us to love others, especially those that are kind of challenging in our lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And that's why I want to talk about love. Talked about it yesterday and talk about today and another couple of programs this week, because, simply the greatest of these three that remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And yeah, I love that hope is one of those. We call Hope Is Here. And I think when you lost your faith, you don't have hope, it's really hard to love others, isn't it? I know it is for me. But yet, when my faith is strong and I stand on my faith, what God's Word says, and not my feelings or my circumstances, and I believe that there is hope because of Jesus, and I don't stand, once again, on my circumstances or my feelings, then I can love others. But one of the things that I know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's a saying I heard a long time ago. I know a lot of you heard it before, but there's so much power in that statement. People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And part of that is by people can tell if you genuinely love them, that you care about them. And honestly, most people don't want to hear about that. What and they don't want to hear about being a follower of Jesus unless they know that you really care about them. And as the old saying goes, more is caught than taught. In other words, people need to see these fruits of the Spirit in your life and need to see love in your life. And, one of the greatest compliments that I got when I was on staff at a church one time, and we were fortunate enough that we had a large staff, and but one of the administrative assistants came to me and asked me to go help do something. And in all honesty, as executive pastor, I had a ton of responsibilities, and I could have delegated to somebody else, but I just felt like the Lord said, no, I want you to go do this. And the administrative assistant, he said, I know you got a lot on your plate, but I just felt like this person really needed somebody that would listen to them and care about them, and that they would feel Jesus' love. And I just said, well, I'm humbled that you would say that, and I hope that I come across the way. I try to, but I know sometimes I probably don't, because I've got so many plates that I'm trying to keep in the air. And so I'm thankful to know that you see that. And friends, I want to ask that I continue to be like that, because sometimes I'm not. And I want to ask you to look in your heart and maybe ask the Lord just to, help somebody to be able to see the love of Jesus in me, not for my glory, but just so I know that I'm on track, Lord, that I'm on track to do that. And God will do that. I've prayed prayers like that before, and just to show me, Lord, if I'm on the right track or make a difference, and God will give you a verbal affirmation, whether it's through somebody in person like that interaction that day with a coworker, or it could be with a family member. You know, it could be through a text, an email. You know, so many times with Hope Is Here, I'm just thinking, you know, Satan will say, "Oh, nobody's listening," or "Why do you spend the time, effort, and money to do this program?" And always about the, and I don't get that way very often, okay? Maybe just a handful of times each year. We do over 250 programs a year. But, you know, it's just awesome how God, when I kind of get to that point and I'm not feeling the love, God will have somebody either phone call, text, Facebook message, somebody will comment on one of the podcasts on iTunes or Podbean. It just God speaks them and lets me be encouraged and know that the Hope Is Here is making a difference. And so love is a big thing. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. But you know, a lot of people grew up with people that had critical spirits, and it's can be really self-deflating, can it? When there's somebody that you know they love Jesus, they love you, but they kind of have a critical spirit. And as I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about this, and he said, "Well, I found that a critical spirit a lot of times really is a result of anger and bitterness that a person has with themselves about things that have happened in the past." And, you know, if you're dealing with a critical spirit, it's really challenging, almost impossible to love others. And so I want to encourage you maybe to ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to show you if you have a critical spirit. And, I mean, it's easy to do, and especially in the world we live in, it's easy to focus on what people do wrong and not what they do right. And I want to encourage you to be a person that focuses on the good in others and not what they don't do. As we all know, nobody is perfect. Philip Yancey, a great writer, has written a lot of good books. If you're looking for good books to read during this pandemic time and want to keep your heart and your head filled and with just really good reading, Philip Yancey is a really good writer, wrote a lot of good books. And he had this one quote, says, "Love deems this world worth rescuing." Love deems this world worth rescuing. Obviously, God modeled that when he sent his one and only son, Jesus. He thought this world was worth rescuing, and we're getting ready to celebrate that on April 4th. It's amazing that that's only little over 2 months away. And John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." God modeled love by giving. It said, "For God so loved the world that he gave." And when you love people, you give. And I was speaking with a friend recently, and she shared that her dad, it was actually her stepfather, but she said she considered him like a dad. He was so wonderful to her that he'd always ask, he'd say, when that she was leaving, even after she, you know, got in her 20s and 30s, he'd always ask and say, "You got everything you need? You got everything you need?" And he just wanted to make sure, if he didn't, that he was willing to give and do that. He says, "Is there anything I can get for you?" And God said, "Hey, I love you so much, I'm going to give my one and only son." I mean, I want you to think about that. Just, you only have one. And, I mean, just the love that God had, that he was willing to sacrifice his one only son, is just mind-boggling to me. And I recently, a friend of mine's daughter had a little baby boy, and I got to see him for the first time. And he was, I believe, about 3 months old. And just to see his little fingernails and toenails were just amazing. And I'm just always reminded that that's how Jesus came into this world. We just celebrated Christmas recently, and the baby Jesus born in a manger, and then at the age of 33, sacrificed his one and only life because of God's love for us. And some of you today may be doubting if anybody loves you. And I get it. I've been there. numerous times, and especially in this pandemic with social isolation, so many people just lonely, and I get it. And that's one of the reasons I do hope is here, is to let you know that God loves you and he cares about you and he hurts because you hurt. And I want to encourage you to draw close to God, tell him how much you love him and know that he loves you. And so God modeled loving love by giving. And that's one of the traits of when you love people. The second thing I think we can learn from this passage in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26, we're able to love simply because God first loved us. You know, it's the old saying, you know, don't just tell somebody to do it. Show them how to do it, or, you know, don't tell somebody how to do their life unless you've walked a mile in their shoes. And God's telling us to love others, but he modeled love, obviously, through his son Jesus. And in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, it says, "Let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love." I'll say that last part again, for God is love. So, friends, we have a chance to love on people every day, the checkout clerk at the grocery store, you know, just people. And I know it's one of the things with masks, we can't see people's faces, but our eyes, but we can speak through them and acknowledge people's presence. And I just tell you, you know, if you've got hatred in your heart right now for somebody because they're of an opposite political party or a skin color, you know, because they have more than you, or you feel like their life's just been more glamorous than yours, you know, it's just not God-honoring. And that's one of the terms that over the past few years, God's been trying to get me to run through the filter, and I still make mistakes. But I just have to kind of run sometimes if I've got a decision to make, is that God-honoring? And, you know, our world, we've gotten so far from what is God-honoring only by spending time with the Lord and knowing what he loves and what he's for, can we know what's God honoring. And I just want to encourage you today in all that you say and all that you do, that you would be God honoring. And I'm telling you, the world is watching. As the old saying goes, the light shines bright in the darkness. And yes, things are kind of dark right now in our country and our world, but you know what? There's no greater time to be a light, the light of Jesus, than right now in this season of darkness, not just both in the seasons weather-wise in January, but just with all that's going on in our country. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 says, "We love each other because God loved us first." Once again, God's modeling what love is. And, you know, so many times, we just feel like, I don't feel like loving. But you know what, friends, when I think about how much God has forgiven me for and how he has loved me when I didn't deserve it, I can easily extend some grace to somebody else that's made some unwise, selfish decisions in their lives, because Greg Horn's made a lot of selfish and unwise decisions in his life. And so, friends, I'm thankful for God's grace. I'm thankful for his mercy. I thank you that he's always available to us and gives us a fresh start, and that he loves us, not where we could be, not where we should be, but exactly where we are. So I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue talking about what's love got to do with it. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.